British insurance giant Prudential has decided not to buy AIA. That's the Asian arm of AIG. AIG, owned mostly by the U.S. government, rejected a new offer from Prudential yesterday, refusing to lower the $35.5 billion price tag for its Asian operations. With us in London is BBC economics correspondent Andrew Walker. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, John.
So is this the case of the price was too high, or the sort of complexity of dealing with an icky company all tangled up with the Washington government, it just was too much?
It was the relatively simple answer, John. It was the price, basically. The Prudential's management had not managed to do before they made the initial deal was to get the agreement of a sufficiently large number of their own shareholders to that price. And as time went on, it became increasingly clear that they would not get the 75% consent that they needed. So they asked for a lower price, didn't get it, so the deal's off.
And is this off for good, or could they come back?
Well, I suppose it's conceivable that they could come back at some stage, but it's not going to happen very soon. I think the thing that would be needed for them to be willing to come back would be some sign of a change of view on the part of AIG's board. Now, they, I think, would need to go through a process of deciding that the alternatives weren't going to work, and the main alternative is trying to float some of the shares on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. If they decide that's not going to yield them enough money to pay back to the US government, I suppose in those circumstances, a revival of the Pru deal might just be conceivable, but it looks a really, really long shot.
All right. Thanks so much for that. In London, BBC economics correspondent for our partner, the BBC, Andrew Walker, talking about the AIG deal, which fell through, which could have started to pay back the Fed and the US government for the bailout of AIG.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.